Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and again, we have with us today Mr. Reed, or David Reed. He's becoming a good friend of mine. He's very knowledgeable. He's from Nature's Plus. They have some phenomenal product lines, and today we're going to talk, I even labeled the show as All About Keto, so we're going to talk about keto. They've got a product line that does a lot of different things. David, how are you doing today, my friend?
Very good. Great day.
Oh, yeah. Is it hot out there? It's hot here in Illinois.
Well, I'm actually in Arkansas this week, so it's a little overcast, but pretty nice out.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Okay, now, keto. We've heard all kinds of, there's so many different diets, and I'm assuming this is a diet or a lifestyle. Again, diets can be a lifestyle change. Tell us everything about keto. We want to know what's going on with keto, K-E-T-O.
It's real critical, and I consider it a lifestyle change, not a diet, because a diet is a four-letter word that never works.
Yes, I love that.
Right. Yeah, keto is really a lifestyle change. What it really is, it's changing the body's ability as far as what fuel it's actually using. So instead of the body burning carbohydrates, let me tell you a little thing about carbohydrates.
Please.
So when your body burns a carbohydrate, it creates a free radical and inflammation.
That's bad, right.
Right, so we know that. But ketones, which is basically the body's ability to actually convert fat into a fuel, which is called ketones.
Oh.
Ketones do not create free radicals. It's a much cleaner fuel.
Wow.
Your brain works better on ketones. In fact, your brain basically uses somewhere around, I would say, 30 to 40% of all the energy produced in the body goes to the brain.
Well, yes, so, I've heard that. Yeah, the brain just sucks the energy. I know that. Utilizes all the glucose and everything it can get its brain on. Okay.
So the key thing about it is, and I went on the keto journey not to lose weight, but to reduce all the inflammatory modulators in the body.
Okay.
And I was able to. I had blood tests done before and blood tests done after.
Okay, let's stop here. David, let's stop here real quick. We need to let everybody know you're doing this diet then, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm doing a lifestyle change. I did it basically not for weight loss, although I've lost a great amount of weight with it.
Okay.
But I did it to reduce such things as C-reactive protein, interleukin-6. Basically, there's 8 modulators that cause inflammation. So being in ketosis, your body reduces all those modulators.
Huh. Okay. So, and again, it's a lifestyle change. I've gotten so used to saying diet, but again, it's a lifestyle change. And I always tell people, you know, kind of take it in steps. But this was, did you just kind of jump into this, or did you have to gradually move into this lifestyle change?
I basically did it correctly. And basically what I did is I did a 21-day reset to reset my metabolism.
Okay.
So I started reducing my carbs and increasing the amount of fat. And once I got finished with the 21 days, then I actually went a little more restrictive and went into ketosis.
Okay.
Now, I've been doing this now I've stayed in it for 7 months now.
Wow. And how much weight have you lost?
I've lost 51 pounds. I went from 230 to 178.
Man. Well, when I saw you about a month ago, I mean, you know, you looked good to me. And of course, most of the people that come in that are in the industry that we're in, you know, we always try to look really healthy because you don't want some sick, obese person or anorexic person telling you how to be healthy. You know, you want somebody that's very vibrant and doesn't get sick. And then you'll be like, well, you know, I should listen to you because you're, you know, you're healthy. And you are. I mean, you seem like a really healthy person. Now, this is one of the things, and I've heard about keto, it's kind of, it takes a while to switch in, so you can't just jump into it. So how did you do this?
Well, basically, you know, I changed my eating style.
Okay.
In fact, I did a little paper, which I'll send you a copy of it.
Okay.
You can give that out to consumers. And
all
basically,
right.
It basically walks you through how to change your food. See, I'm off of all grains. I haven't done any grains for 7 months.
So this would be good for somebody that's like has the celiac, or, and a lot of people do, they have issues with that. So that would be good for that too then. And you know, this is just, it throws me. It throws me here because a few years ago, fats were bad. And, you know, I think it's like everything in the industry, you know, they'll say vitamin E is bad. Well, that's synthetic vitamin E. And they said fats were bad. Well, that was all the processed fats. The natural fats are, if I'm not mistaken, they're actually very, very good for you and you need them. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually put together in this paper that I did a list of all the bad and good fats so people get an understanding
awesome.
Of what to get rid of out of their diet. I did that with everything. Basically proteins. I did it with all the vegetables. So it's really a really good guide to really start you off, start doing it correctly.
Hey, if I may ask, if you send that to me, can I just go ahead and if it's a PDF or something, can I just put that up on our website and then that way people can just click on it and download it and do what they want with it? Is it something I could make available to everybody?
You certainly can, because I
awesome.
Hand it out to everybody. I do it at all my seminars and stuff like that.
Great.
So yeah, I'd be definitely happy to do that.
I will do that. And we'll just, you know, when you list after you get done listening to this show, just scroll down to the bottom of the page there, and we have a lot of resources and so forth. And we'll, what did you want to call this? What are we going to call this? The keto diet plan or something like that?
No, actually, I call it a guide to the keto lifestyle.
Okay, so look for a guide to the keto lifestyle down below after you get done listening to this show. And, you know, again, you can go to www.marryman, that's MarryMann.com. Click on Mike on the Radio. There's a picture of me with my headsets on. And you get to that page and you can open up. Some people get a little confused, but there's several years. And if you hit that little plus sign, it'll open up all the shows in that year. We have way over 100 shows now. So go to our website, www.marryman.com. If you can't hear all of this, because this actually, you know, we run this show on Sundays at 10 and 2 o'clock or after the ball game, so you'll be able to listen to the show, but you can go back and listen to it at your convenience. It's podcast, so it's available internationally. You can listen to our show at any time at your convenience, and we have, again, David, thank you. We'll have all this resource information available for you. So let's get back to the keto. I always get off on a little tangent, but I think it's very important for people to know, you know, what's available and how to access more information and how to listen to these shows. But you've got, okay, so you started, what did you say it was, 21 days or how many days did you kind of phase into this?
21-day reset. So I did a 21-day reset. In fact, I followed a book, which I thought was very good, called The Keto Reset Diet.
Oh, okay.
And I actually mentioned that in the paper, too, because that's a really good guide to take you through it, and that way you know when you should actually start going into ketosis.
Okay. And what does it, did you feel, because I hear it's kind of hard at first. Did you get a little detox or anything like that?
Yeah, that definitely happened for about a week. I could definitely tell the difference as far as my body. And I got off all sugar, so I haven't been on sugar in 7 months now.
Wow.
So, and that, I actually detoxed from the sugar. So it's, everything changes. Your whole appetite changes. And if you do it correctly, you're never hungry. That's the real key.
Oh, how
cool. If
you do
it incorrectly, you're hungry. And I want to explain one of the real key thing about
this. Okay, please.
The protein. Basically, what you're looking for is a ratio, and the ratio you want is 10% carbs, 15% protein, and 75% fat, good fat.
Wow, that's a lot of fat.
But it's the difference, and the difference is if you're on the right fats, your body will burn all the stored fat you have on your body.
Wow. That just sounds like an oxymoron, but again, I know there's a lot of science behind this, and I know some of my good friends, even Dr. Ben Lynch, who's the big MTHFR doctor, and some of these other doctors and scientists and researchers that I work with, a lot of them are on the keto diet, and man, these people are skinny, and they're healthy, and they have a ton of energy, and they're brilliant, and they're loving and living their life. So this, obviously, I see the examples out there of people that are on the diet, and I see you. So there has to be something to it. Now, real quickly, just as a review, and we'll have go into more detail with the paper that we're going to make available, but what kind of fats are we talking about here?
Well, basically, what we're looking at is basically good fats. So as far as oils, so basically, I'm staying away from all the oils that are basically the plant makes, like corn, canola, vegetable oils, peanut oil, rice, sunflower, soybean, vegetables, vegetable shortening. All of those are bad oils.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been told all along is, yeah, those aren't good. So what would be some good ones? Maybe like, what, coconut or flax or something like that?
So stay away from the flax. Avocado oil.
Oh, avocado.
Yep.
avocado,
really key, olive oil.
Olive oil. Okay. Yeah, there's so much out there on those. Avocados are so... I don't think people realize how good avocados are for you. Now, do you eat a lot of avocados with the diet, or do you just use the oil?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I use the oil. And the reason why I like the oil so much, because, you know, I don't really cook with olive oil because you break it down.
Right.
But avocado oil, you can heat to 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh,
it doesn't break it down.
Yes, that's right. It's a high heat oil. Probably the only thing wrong with it is maybe a little bit pricey. But
right.
then again, you know, you don't use that. People are like, well, I'm not going to spend $20 for a bottle of oil. I'm like, you know, my friend, it's going to last you for 3 or 4 months or maybe at least a couple months, and look at it that way. And, you know, you just use, a lot of times, I'm sure you just use like a teaspoon or a tablespoon. You don't need to put a whole lot of oil in. And then what I'm thinking here is, now, what about butter? So if I'm going to do some eggs in the morning, would I put a little touch of avocado oil instead of the butter?
You can use butter. And butter is, again, one of the good things. And I have
butter
a brother
who's
a doctor, and he recommends natural butter over and margarine or any of the other things. And the key there is you want organic butter. You want to make sure the butter is RSBT-free. That means hormone-free butter.
Right.
So you definitely want to get it healthy.
What about ghee? Because that's the clarified butter. And I know in India, and I have
I use that all.
Okay, because I have a lot of customers that really like the ghee. Now, there's a little bit of information about, you know, well, it's maybe not that good and this and that. And there's always, there was even some articles out there about vitamin D not being good for you and that it was hyped and all of that. And I'm like, you know, I wish these people would just stop it. I mean, I deal with thousands of people, literally thousands of people, and I've seen what vitamin D does. I sell to hundreds of people the ghee, and they're all healthy, and it's really helped them with a lot of different issues. And, you know, why would somebody come in? I don't know. Maybe it's the competition, or I don't understand why somebody will beat up on. It's even like vitamin E. You know, that you'll have what I would call a flat Earth medicine doctor say, well, you know, vitamin E is not good, and there was a select study, an ATBC study. I'm like, yeah, look at it really closely. Look at that study closely. They use synthetic D-L-alpha-tocopherol. They use synthetic vitamin E. So don't tell me that, you know, the alpha beta gamma tocotrienols and alpha beta gamma delta tocopherols are bad, because there's thousands of studies to show that those are good. So, you know, the devil's in the detail, and I'm one of these people that, you can give me a gold standard clinical study, but I'm going to look at it, and I'm not going to be blinded. I'm going to take a close look at it. It's the same thing with vitamin C, and I'm kind of getting on my soapbox. I need to get off of it. But so obviously this diet works. You have to obviously exercise, and then you have to kind of change your diet. So you got rid of the grains, you added more fat. What are some of the other things that you can maybe eat or incorporate before we get into the supplements that you can use to help? And I'm sure they help a lot. They're probably a phenomenal crutch. And I know you've got some shakes here, so maybe... tell us a little bit about some of the other things that you can eat.
Well, basically, on the vegetable line, you want to eat... I eat a lot of vegetables, but you want above-ground vegetables. That's real key, because typically the stuff that's grown in the ground is going to be high in carbohydrates. And we're trying to keep those at a level of about 50 carbs or less per day.
Right, but you could eat beets and things. I mean, I know those are really, really good for you. So you could eat some, but you just got to kind of watch the levels then.
Right. You now eat beet tops. So if you really want to do beets, what I do is I do beet tops. And because they're very low in carbs, so it's like asparagus, avocado, which is actually a fruit, but still, all the greens, broccoli is one of my favorite foods anyway.
Oh,
yes. Brussels sprouts, fabulous.
Cauliflower, I love cauliflower, and I love asparagus. Asparagus is so cleansing, so good for you. In fact, there's supplements out there that the asparagus is supposed to help like with cancer and your cold. And kind of cleansing your body and your liver and your kidneys. Asparagus is phenomenal, and cauliflower's got all kinds of phenomenal properties. I personally, a lot of times, will, and I make up like a faux shrimp cocktail. I take our Spoon Herbal, which is our private label ketchup sauce, and then I'll take some horseradish and make a cocktail sauce, and then I take raw cauliflower, and I will eat that, and basically it pretty much tastes like shrimp, and I'll eat, you know, a good bowl of it, and it's actually cleansing. It will help to get, I do it 2 or 3 times a week, or I'll eat raw vegetables like that, like a nice big bowl. And it really helps with, you know, my bowels. It helps to get the train out of the station. I know I'm cleansing, and I even feel like I've lost a little bit of weight afterwards. Because your body, a lot of people's body has a tendency to hold and retain. If you don't get enough fiber, in your colon, in your digestive system, the lower digestive system, to retain a lot of gunk. And it's really good to cleanse out. Now, with all of this fat, does it cause constipation, diarrhea, or does that all, do you have to kind of phase into it? Because I would think if you had a lot of oil, that would probably give you diarrhea. So what's going on there with that? How do you handle all of that? Or is it even an issue?
It's not an issue. During the 21-day reset, you'll probably have a few days of loose bowels because your body's changing.
Right.
So when your body does that change, and that's be the only time. But see, the oils really help the body, help move things through the body also. So there's some real benefits to that.
Oh, I'm sure it's cleansing.
One other area here I think is real critical.
Yes.
And that's actually the amount of protein. Now, if we look at the Atkins program, there was a lot of flaws in that program. One, they did way too much protein. Now, here's the formula for protein, is you want to make sure your protein is based on your lean body weight. So what you do is you take your total body weight times your percentage of body fat.
Okay.
And that gives you your total body fat number. You take that, you subtract it from your total body weight. So let's do an example. So let's say a person weighing 200 pounds at 22% body fat.
Now, how do you determine the body fat? Do you have to go to a doctor? How do you determine this body fat?
You can actually, there's some stuff on the internet you can look at.
Okay.
Go ahead and look up body fat. Or there's scales that actually tell you that.
Wow.
And there's calipers you can use.
Oh, yeah, I remember the caliper. Right, yes, I'm familiar with that. That's maybe an old school, but yeah, okay. And I'm kind of familiar with a little bit on the internet, too. Okay, so you determine your weight, your body fat, and then what's the formula again for everybody, real slowly?
Okay, so basically, I'm going to take a person weighing 200 pounds as an example with 22% body fat.
Okay.
So what you do is you multiply the 200 times 0.22, which is 22%, which would be 44 pounds of body fat.
All right.
Now, you subtract that from your total body weight, so that would give you 156 pounds of lean body mass.
Right.
Now, you multiply that times 0.7.
And that's a magic logarithm number, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right, and that would mean that person could do 109 grams of protein or 436 calories of protein per day. If you go over it, this is real critical, and this is why it's so critical to do this correctly, and that's why you'll have examples in the paper that explain that.
Good, is the formula in the paper too, I hope?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Examples of it and everything else.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, if you overdo the protein, 56% of the protein will be reconverted by the liver into glucose and stored as fat.
Uh-oh, we don't want to do that.
Right, and that's why it's so critical to do this correctly. So if you do it correctly, like I said, you're never hungry, you have great energy all the time, you feel better, your pain goes away. So actually, someone in ketosis will not be type 2 diabetic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. So if you do this diet, you're almost assured. Now, there's never 100%, but you're assured to get some great benefit if you're a type 2 diabetic then. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, very much so. And I've got a lot of people that I've put on this program and that are no longer type 2 diabetic anymore.
What does it do with while we're talking about it, what about cholesterol? Does it help kind of stabilize that too then?
All my levels drop. My cholesterol levels drop.
Yeah, blood sugar.
What happens is you start getting more of the high-density lipid protein, which is the one you want.
Right.
And so it really changes everything. So all my markers went down.
Wow.
Including, like I said, C-reactive protein went down.
Right, that's an inflammatory marker, if people aren't familiar with that. And a lot of times that, you know, they'll do that to see if you have issues with your heart and all of that kind of stuff. So, and you can look it up. You can Google C-reactive protein if you want to get scientific about it. So,
and then homocysteine went down also. And that's what
makes another big one. Yes. And a lot of people that have the C677T, the MTHFR, they're super high in homocysteine. So this might be good for somebody that is trying to address the MTHFR too, the methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency. And I noticed, I looked real closely, and we're going to talk about this here in just a couple minutes, but the multi, you've got the right, the folate and the methylcobalamin, you've got, it's kind of an MTHFR-based vitamin here too, the supplement that goes with this. So I thought that was real interesting. I thought, maybe that's going to address that. And of course, gluten-free will do that also. And then just anybody, when you get these, what I call the reduced form and the actual form of the vitamin, not the synthetic, and I'm going to use the word crap because I am really hostile about this. You know, there's so much synthetic vitamins out there that people are trying to, the flat earth medical people and big pharma and big food are trying to tell us, oh, this is, you know, this, you know, folic acid is fine. No, it's folate or tetramethyl hydrofolate. I mean, you know, that's what you really want. You don't want the cyanocobalamin. You want the methylcobalamin. And I can go on and on and on. Even with vitamin C, the ascorbic acid is usually synthetic, made from corn. And, you know, and then we get these reports, well, vitamins aren't any good and they don't work. Well, yeah, because you're eating plastic. You're eating Frankenfood. You know, if you get the really good natural, which your company, I will say you guys have spent, and a lot of other companies that I deal with, spend a lot of time and money making sure it's, you know, non-GMO, that it's, you know, organic and on and on and on. Whole food, bioavailable. I mean, I'm always proud to carry and work with a company like yours, because I know I'm not going to be selling Frankenfood or plastic or anything like that. And generally, I'm surprised. But I don't see how sometimes companies like yours and your company keep your prices so low. So I don't know. I don't know what you do. You've probably been doing it for so long. You know exactly what you're doing.
Well, the nice thing about the company, because we are a total debt-free company,
right?
We buy in such large quantities of raw materials. It's like when we bought protein and we actually, you know, did non-GMO protein.
Right.
We had to buy a train load at a time in order to get non-genetically modified protein. So we were willing to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you can do that. Okay. Well, are we ready to talk about the product line?
Certainly.
Okay. Because, yeah, again, you can look this paper up. This show may air before we really get it posted up on the website, but please be looking for it. And, you know, you can always listen to the show and then maybe check back in a week or so, but I'll try to get it up as quickly as I can. What do you want to talk about first, the shakes or the multivitamin or
Let's talk about the shakes first.
Okay. So, again, and I'm just reading a little bit of literature here, but it says, like, stay healthy, vibrant, and enjoy all the benefits of the ketogenic lifestyle. And this is a system of products specially designed to provide the support you need to live a successful keto, or what we call a low-carb, high-fat lifestyle. So you're going to eat real foods, you're going to avoid sugars and starches, and it's a realistic approach that trains your body to burn fat for fuel. Of course, reduces blood sugar levels and promotes overall health and well-being. So this is going to assist those seeking improved health, weight loss, control of blood sugar. It's going to promote increased metabolism, maintain well-balanced nutrition, help reduce your sugar cravings, and satisfy your appetite and give you more energy. And you know what? I bet you're going to get sick less often. You're going to be a lot healthier, and you're probably even going to sleep better at night. So, and I see here you've got third-party testing, which I know I've gotten books from your company where you have an outside source test to make sure that it is 100 milligrams of, you know, whatever mineral or supplement or whatever, that you really have that in there. And your company has been, I never forget when the first time I started working with your company, I got this big, thick book of third-party verification. I thought, wow, these people are serious about what they're doing. So we're going to talk about, I guess, the shakes first.
Yes.
Okay. And you got a chocolate and a vanilla. Oh, my gosh, my two favorites. So tell us about, what do these shakes do? Are they meal replacement? What's the deal with the shakes?
Yeah, definitely meal replacement. Okay. And I use those for breakfast because I travel a lot and I always take the shakes with me.
How convenient.
But what makes it unique, and this is real key, if we look at the old Atkins stuff, the protein levels were very high.
Right.
We don't want high levels of protein. These are only 9 grams
I'm
of protein.
I'm seeing that.
If you were a person that weighs 100 pounds, you can't do a lot of protein. You have to keep it at a low level.
Right.
So, again, but the key here, these are the only shakes that I've seen on the marketplace that actually have the fat in them. So there's 20 grams of fat in each of these shakes.
Wow.
It's coming from medium chain triglycerides, coconut oil, casein, and sunflower lecithin.
Okay.
So, again, we're maintaining that ratio, extremely low in carbs. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a total carbs of 9 grams, but that's without the fiber. Once you take the fiber out, you take the alcohol, sugar out.
Exactly.
We're looking at about less than 3 carbs in there, so which is really key. And of course, the sugar in these is we're using an alcohol sugar and we're using stevia.
Awesome.
So, again.
Well, stevia is not even a sugar. It's just a natural sweetener. So, and it actually, in and of itself, will help with controlling your blood sugar and kind of healing on the pancreas, and it does a lot of phenomenal things too. Now, I also noticed you have an enzyme complex, which is absolutely phenomenal. And guess what? You're going to tell me you have probiotics in here. Wow.
Right, which is real funny also, because, again, we want to make sure that we're replacing the key nutrients in the body, since you're not eating some of the other stuff that you were typically eating. So we want to supplement those probiotics also in there.
How awesome. Okay, and now we've got the sugar control, I guess, or do you want to talk about the malte next?
Oh, we can. The sugar control is one of my favorite because it has so many uses, not only for somebody that's on, basically trying to control the sugar, but anybody that has a sugar problem can use it. I mean, it's got the chromium in there.
Right.
It's got the berberine, which is really key. I mean, that is such a unique ingredient in there.
And cinnamon.
It really helps the body. Yeah, cinnamon also. Cinnamon controls that. Cinnamon also helps with sleep. So there's a lot of benefits of cinnamon. It's also an aphrodisiac, too. So it does a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, I'll never forget when I was in the fragrance industry, the one thing that stimulated the men the most was the fragrance of cinnamon buns. So I don't know. But they actually did a test on that. But, again, cinnamon actually helps with cholesterol, and it helps with the H. pylori because it's antiseptic. Cinnamon is phenomenal. Now, cinnamon works pretty fast. You're not going to take cinnamon in the morning and have it affect, your dinner, but it is very healing overall. Now, you've got the Garcinium Cambogia, which I know is a fat burner. That's very interesting.
Right. And also, it helps with sugar cravings, too. So there's other benefits to it. And that's when I look at the whole formula, it's this whole formula, how it works. And it really focuses in on the whole, because, some people are very addictive to sugar. In fact, it's almost as addictive as some of the illegal drugs that are out there.
Oh, I know.
That's how addictive is to us.
So David, we're going to run out of time here. So real quickly, this has some really cool things like a beet green fiber, spinach. It even has parsley, the spirulina, which I know your company has, the spirotine, and a lot of other phenomenal things. Let's talk very quickly. We have a few seconds left about the vitamin. Is this one of the things that you just take every day as your vitamin with this program?
Yes, you would. And the reason why, because it's also going to help you maintain ketosis.
Okay.
So we actually put the key ingredients in there to maintain that also.
Super high quality.
Yeah,
I'm seeing all the natural, super high quality. And then you have, looks like some amino acids, and even L-tarine is in there, which I know L-tarine is even good. That's the T for like the T4 or whatever for your thyroid. Carnosine, alpha lipoic acid, antioxidants. It's got the keto support whole fiber blend, and it also has the probiotics. How wonderful, and they're very reasonably priced. David, thank you so much for all this information.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great journey. I mean, the health benefits are so great, and I've seen so many people really change their whole lifestyle around by doing this.
And you're a living example. All right, my friend, you have a great day now.
You too. Thank you.
Life just got a little better. Thanks to Merryman Earth.